2016 was a big year in water law. We've had a lot of big groundwater cases come down. I think we also might see some big surface water cases moving forward, specifically in the area of return flows. So let's get started here. First case, regulatory takings, Bragg versus Edwards Aquifer Authority. This is a long dispute. The Braggs had a dream of having a commercial pecan operation. They purchased two properties in Medina County, one they called the home place where their home was, the other one about 3 miles north of the city of DeHannis, so they called that the DeHannis place. The home place, they drilled a Edwards well after they purchased the property in 1979. The DeHannis property had some shallow Edwards wells, but they didn't get a deeper well. They got a permit from the Medina County Groundwater Conservation District, which was the only regulatory game in town at that time. And then that well wasn't drilled until 1995. In 1993, the Texas legislature enacted the Edwards Aquifer Authority Act. It established a new regulatory scheme for groundwater production from the Edwards Aquifer. It prioritized historic and existing use during a statutorily designated period from June 1st, 1972 to May 31st, 1993. So if you were an applicant, basically you had to come in and give proof of annual beneficial use within that statutory period. The Braggs did come in and they filed two applications for IRP's initial regular permits. Unfortunately, because of some of the issues with the wells that I discussed earlier and because of the trees being younger, they hadn't used as much water on those trees, and so they couldn't show that much historical use.